Chapter 16, Summary of the Heart Walk Process. We've covered a lot of ground in the heart walk. The first couple of times you go on a heart walk, it can seem like there are a lot of different exercises to do. However, the more you practice going on heart walks, the easier and more simple it becomes. The first part is to get clear on your intention by getting your intention and question down into one simple sentence. This could also just be a word or two, such as career or health or finances, etc. And to then put energy into your intention by thinking about it. For we use as much energy when we think as we do when we walk. So to think about your intention, you're actively putting energy into it, which gets reflected back to you by nature. The next step is to find the spot for your heart walk. This is usually the first place that comes to you. You learn how to ask the place if it's okay for you to go there by using your inner voice and listening. You also learn about how to connect with this place for your heart walk. You've also read a lot about the mind and how to get out of the mind by saying thank you for sharing, and instead putting your attention and awareness on the space between your thoughts. This state of innocence and being in no mind allows the doorway to open to get into your senses, to get out of your mind and into your senses. You also heard a lot about how to heighten your senses. Firstly, by opening up to 3D vision, by going into your peripheral vision. Secondly, by going into 360 degree vision, by pushing the envelope of the extent of your peripheral vision in order to get a felt sense of what is behind you. You also learned about how to go into stereo surround sound by becoming aware of the sphere of sound in all directions around you. Plus, you learned how to listen to the little nuances within each sound, how to be with a particular sound, and then dance to the next sound. From there, you learn how to heighten your sense of smell by doing the short, sharp dog in-breaths, and how to fine-tune your sense of smell by noticing the limit of where you can smell a smell. You also learn how to heighten your sense of taste by becoming aware of the different tastes on the different parts of your tongue, and both drinking water and or breathing in order to change the tastes within your mouth. The final sense you learnt to heighten is your sense of feeling. You learnt how to heighten your sense of tactile feeling by placing your awareness and attention on different parts of your skin, as well as moving slowly over elements within nature that you feel drawn to. Then you learn about how to heighten your inner feelings by letting go of tension within your body. You learn how to notice where and how in your body different areas feel in different locations within the forest. Plus, you also learn about how external elements produce an internal felt sense, and how to feel that sense by locating it and breathing into it and allowing the feeling to expand. Now, the point of doing the sense meditation at the start of your heart walk is to allow the doorway into the spiritual world to open up. That is why there are a lot of mind-body-spirit festivals. During the sense meditation, you move from your mind into your body and then into your spirit. And once you practice your sense meditation a few times, you'll become more familiar with it. For example, I'll usually spend only the first minute or two of my heart walk dropping into my senses and actively combining them as I walk. This has become second nature for me now, and I just naturally step into these heightened states of awareness throughout the day. After the sense meditation, you then learn about how to place your attention on your heart center and to feel and go with the subtle pull of the guiding force. You also learn how to interpret the signs and messages that you are drawn to in nature around the intention you had set. Plus, you also learn how to have an inner conversation with the elements in nature you are drawn to, in order to tap into the wisdom of nature around your intention. These are the steps I take participants through in order to get them into the zone before they go on their actual heart walk in nature. However, once you've done a few heart walks, then getting into the zone becomes a lot simpler. After a while, you'll notice that you won't have to do as much work with the little voice within your mind. You'll probably notice that he naturally becomes quiet the more time you spend in innocence and no mind. Plus, as you spend more time heightening your senses throughout your day, you'll notice that your senses naturally become heightened more and more. As you practice heightening your senses, you'll probably find that you won't have to go through the formal sense meditation on your heart walks. You'll probably find that you naturally go into 3D vision or stereo surround sound throughout your day. Likewise with a guiding force. Once you practice following the guiding force and bringing this into your life, you'll start to notice you'll also naturally follow the guiding force in your day-to-day life, that you naturally allow the guiding force to guide you in what you're doing throughout the day. Plus, as you spend more and more time alone in nature, you'll naturally start forming the connection with the elements around you and having inner conversations with them, to the point that you can be in your car driving, see a bird, and start to have an inner conversation with it. As you practice, these exercises become more and more a part of your daily life. They will start to become part of you. That is when the heart walk becomes super simple. For example, what I do now on a heart walk is firstly write down my intention and put energy into it. Then I'll let go of tension within my body and mind and allow the subtle pull to guide me through nature. Then I'll start to interpret the signs and symbols I come across. Sometimes I'll also spend time tapping into the wisdom of certain elements of nature I feel guided to. After this, I'll spend a few moments writing down the insights. Sometimes I'll also draw a little sketch to remind me, and that's it. Sometimes on a heart walk, I'll literally walk out of my back door and the insight is right there in front of me, such as a bird making a particular sound, or a tree swaying in the wind, or perhaps a message in a cloud formation. After you have a few bullet points of insights and a sketch or two, the next part of your heart walk is to integrate these insights into your daily life. You've seen the way to do this is to ask the following questions. Question 1. Given this insight around my intention, what is the next step? Question 2. What is the next obvious thing to do given this insight? Question 3. How can I bring this insight into my life? And question 4. What can I do about this insight? You've also learned how to form a number of steps to take in order to bring these insights into your life. That is about coming up with a list of things to do around the intention you have set. You've also learned how to schedule these tasks into your daily life and start taking action steps in order to bring the insights into your life to make a positive change. You've also learned how perseverance, your will, and tapping into courage when feeling fearful can also help to bring about such positive change in your life when taking action on your insights. Taking action on these insights is the fastest way to bring about change around the intention you had set around that area of life that's important to you. Personally, I found that a single ounce of action is worth a ton of knowledge. It's about doing something with the wisdom nature has given to you in order to bring about positive change.